Well, in Australia, you needn't ask if you want to take a photograph of someone you don't know. Even someone you do know will not usually mind if you take a photo. Yes, I've heard about this custom with shoes in Japan. Actually, it's quite a good idea. But you needn't take your shoes off when you're going to someone's house in Australia. Unless, of course, they're very dirty. I usually change my shoes when I get home, but I don't take them off when I visit people. And women needn't cover their heads in Australia, most of the time. Sometimes, in certain churches, women wear a hat or a scarf on their heads, but they needn't do so in the street or at work. Pointing at people, yes, that's true in Australia. You mustn't point at people. If you do, people think you're rather rude. It's the same in Britain, I think. In Australia, you can look people in the eye, though. It shows you're interested in them and what they're saying. It's a sign of politeness. But you mustn't look people in the eye for long, as they begin to feel uncomfortable. Well, you can kiss in public in Australia, but not many people do so. We're fairly relaxed in my country, so almost anything is okay, but, well, let's say it's only young people who kiss in public. It's not forbidden, but it's not very common. If you give a gift, you needn't use both hands. You can use just one hand. There aren't any rules about this sort of thing. And no, you needn't shake hands with everyone when you meet them in Australia. You can shake hands when you meet someone for the first time. In fact, it's bad manners if you don't. But not every time, no.